Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, January the 13th, 2026. At least I got the year right. I didn't get the month right. 12 and a half minutes past the hour back here on WGH Talk Radio. Joined in studio this morning, very happily to be, by Sean Kraft for hour number two. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm always doing good.
Yeah.
Now, I thought there were two things. We did our political hour, and not that we won't, maybe we won't talk about some more politics if people want to. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But the first thing I want to talk about is the hospital. Now, yesterday, you and I went to visit somebody in the hospital. Okay?
Yeah.
So, if you've been to Marion General Hospital and tried to find a parking space, it is very difficult.
Yeah.
Because they have 150, they have the normal handicap parking spaces, and nobody has any problem with that. You got to have handicap parking spaces. But they have about 50 parking spaces, I'm over-dramatizing, but they have way too many parking spaces for clergy. Now, first of all, why do clergy have to park up close? I mean, did you ever think about that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know why.
I mean, are they in that big a hurry? Are things, I mean, they still have to go through the metal detector. I mean, the metal detector is going to stop them and say, put all your things. I don't understand why the clergy needs an upfront parking space. And I'm not, how many clergy are at this hospital? Because the clergy spots always seem to be empty.
Yeah.
But you can't park there because it's clergy.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Now, the other...
They have, like, a whole bunch of electric spots.
How many people in Marion, Ohio have electric cars?
Yeah.
Because there's never anybody in those spots either.
No.
Maybe one or two people. Now, also, they do have a few that are for cardiopulmonary. Now, I understand that's heart and lungs. Yeah, you probably don't want to be walking a long way if you're having cardiopulmonary rehab. But I parked in a space yesterday, and I should have taken a picture of it. There was no cardiopulmonary sign in front of the space that I parked in. I wouldn't do it. You know, you've been with me. I wouldn't park in one of those spaces. I came out after that visit yesterday, and there was a piece of paper stuck under my windshield.
Really?
Yes. Now, this is what it says. Now, you ready for this?
Yeah.
It says, cardiopulmonary rehab parking only, and only has big scribbles and underlined. It's, and please big letters, please do not take up the space if you do not attend. Thank you. Rehab only lasts for 1 hour, so you weren't in rehab, ! And then, now this is the thing that blew my mind. There's a cartoon on this paper, and the cartoon is of a surgery, a surgical room, with a guy having a heart attack on the gurney, and four doctors standing around him.
Okay.
Look at that paper. Is that paper anything I did not say it was?
No? Okay. So is that security police that goes around, drives in the parking lot?
What kind of garbage is this? I mean, this is the...
It don't have no sign there, does it?
No, first of all, there was not a sign where I parked. And second of all, this is what they put on your window to tell you not to park in those spots?
I guess.
A cartoon?
Got me.
I don't get it. What? First of all, the hospital's private parking. I don't even know how they could tell you to move if they wanted to tell you to move.
Right.
You know, And yes, I think they can fine you for parking in a handicapped spot because that's a law. Where's the law that you can't park in a clergy spot or a cardiopulmonary spot? Where's that law in the books?
They need to put a sign up there for you. If it's not,
no, yeah, there was no sign. And yeah, maybe they just put this on there mistakenly as they were going out. And how do you know if, do you hang something in your window if you're there for cardiopulmonary? Or if you're a clergy? I mean, do you hang some kind of clergy thing in your a mirror? I don't even know what you do.
I don't know. Or less, they went to your car and checked on and see how long you were there for.
Well, and listen, again, I want the cardiopulmonary people to have close parking. I would not have parked in their parking. But even if I did, this paper is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Who's running that place?
Has to be somebody.
Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I thought this was so ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. But I guess they don't want you to park. But they need to put a sign back up there then.
Well, they need a sign. And even if people are parking in those spots, this isn't the thing to deter anybody from parking in the spots.
Yeah.
I mean, what brain trust thought this up?
I don't know. Has to be somebody. I bet it was the parking lot security.
Well, I mean, they would seriously put a cartoon on here of somebody clutching their chest on the operating table with four doctors and nurses standing around them?
I'm not sure.
And the cartoon is called Not Now, Norman.
Is that what it's called?
You know, I'm starting to have some real doubts about who's making the decisions over there.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. When I saw that, I just thought, geez, Louise, what is that? And first of all, I looked in front of my, I thought, am I kind of in a parking spot? I mean, what is the problem here? There was no sign in front of my car.
I remember going by that spot. There was no sign there.
There's no sign there.
No.
So, what's this about?
They need to fix it. If they don't want you to park there, they need to put a sign on there.
You know, this is, for a hospital, this is a little jokey.
Yeah.
You know, rehab only lasts for 1 hour, so you weren't in rehab. Well, how do you know?
Right. They could, you could have got transferred to the hospital.
Yeah, I don't quite understand this. And again, I'm not against clergy. I understand people need clergy in a hospital. But what?
Not 16 signs.
No, why are there so many clergy signs?
Right. There's too many of them. They needed more parking for the visitors.
And by the way, what if you are, what if you're a 90-year-old person who is in good health? Because of all the clergy signs, you want them to park 16 rows over?
I know.
They might end up in cardiopulmonary.
Right.
I mean, I there's something wrong with the parking in that hospital, and I don't understand. I've never seen parking like that at any hospital.
No. They need to put like a parking garage up or something.
Well, they need to do something. Yeah. They extend the hospital, and they don't put any more parking in.
Right.
Well, you make the hospital bigger where more people are going to come, and then you don't give any more parking?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. So that's my first rant.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, and this is going to be a quick one because this is just a coffee clutch, while you and I were at the hospital visiting somebody, we went down and had lunch in the cafeteria. Now, the cafeteria was fine. Food was good. Everything was fine. No problem there. But it was funny to me. Because I don't know if you saw this, but there was somebody in the cafeteria who I knew. Did you see that person? Oh, yeah. Maybe they were behind you.
Oh.
They weren't there very long. Because as soon as they saw me, they beelined out of that cafeteria.
Really?
Yes. Now, here's the problem. As I have always said, I can certainly have a conversation with anybody. I am not going to be rude in a public place. I could certainly wave to somebody. Now, I don't know if this person thought I didn't see him and they could just sneak out of there willy-nilly. But I thought, now, come on. That's just poor social behavior. I mean, don't you think?
Did she see you?
Well, I'm guessing the fact that she ran out pretty quick.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. I'm guessing that she did. Oh. Now, maybe she'll claim she didn't.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, I mean, this also happened at another place where we were all at.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you were there for that.
I was?
Yeah.
What was that at?
Well, I don't want to say because it's going to implicate that person.
Oh. Gotcha.
But that's the second time they've done something like that. And again, if you want to turn your nose up, that's fine. Whatever. Good for you. But, again, I think it shows what kind of person you are, and I think you show that over and over and over when you do things like this. And I think it's a reflection on the people you're around and how you were raised. So, there you go.
Okay.
I mean, don't you think a lot of behaviors like that come from how we were raised?
Well, you're a product of your own environment, yeah. You know?
I mean, my parents would never, no matter how much I disliked a person, tell me to snub them.
Right.
I can at least wave or say hello.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that hard.
No.
Now, does anybody have an opinion here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And what does this person think I'm going to do to him? Like hit him in the head with a cinder block? I mean, get a life. I mean, grow up. Now, what else do I have to say here? I'm on a good rant this morning.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so. Something else I wanted to. Oh, this Ohio or country 250 thing. Are you really excited about this?
The 250th.
250th anniversary of the country.
I saw something that Marion Star yesterday on Facebook. The mayor gave a proclamation. Is that right?
I believe he did, yes.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook yesterday.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Now, apparently for January, they have chosen four people who are, I guess, originals that they're going to a profile. Marion, let me try to find the exact wording of this, because God knows I don't want to get this thing wrong. Heaven forbid. You don't want to be wrong and misquote somebody. While I'm doing this, what's new with you?
Not a whole lot. Just trying to work on my New Year's resolution.
Oh, how's that going?
Not very well.
So what's the New Year's resolution?
Try to get more healthier.
Oh, and it's not going very well so far.
It's not going very well.
No. Not going very well so far. Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. Okay, the Marion 250 thing. Where is this? Because did you know there was a big ribbon cutting yesterday?
No.
You didn't get invited to that?
I didn't get invited.
Oh, God, no. Sorry to hear that.
Did you?
No. No invitation to the ribbon cutting. But anyway, okay. Here it is. In the first year-long Did You Know America 250 Marion series, on Mondays, we'll be sharing content that matches the monthly themes. January's theme, now here it is, now remember this, January's theme is Marion's firsts and originals. Now you understand what that is? But I mean, that's what they're profiling.
Oh, okay.
Marion first and originals. Okay?
Okay.
That's the title. Now, here are the four people they're doing. Now, you tell me how you feel about these people. Okay? Mary Ellen Withrow.
Very good.
Very good. Jim Thorpe.
Don't know who he is.
Well, Jim Thorpe was the Olympian who went on to play football and, Marion Connection.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Dr. Frederick Smith, I'm sure you don't recognize the name, but he was a mayor who went on to be a congressperson, and he did something else in his life, too. But he's a fairly substantial person.
Okay.
Okay, good for him?
Yeah.
Charlie Evers.
Oh, Charlie Evers is in it.
Yeah. Now, that group, do all those people match up to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Was Charlie born in Marion?
Oh, he wasn't, was he?
No.
He's born in what?
Bucyrus. Right. And again, Charlie was on this station for 6 years. I got no problem with Charlie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you put him in the category with Mary Ellen Withrow? As far as success in their careers?
He did a lot for Marion, though.
Oh, so you put him in Mary Ellen's category.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she's in...
Maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong?
No, I'm just saying, if you think I'm wrong, I'll go along with it.
No, I mean, I just know they have an arena named after him.
In Marion.
Just like Mary Ellen has schools named after.
Right.
You know, I think...
Treasurer of the United States and Marion Radio host, you see, is right on the same level.
I don't know. I mean, I just know Charlie was well known.
In Marion.
Yeah.
You ever met anybody outside of Marion who knew?
Charlie?
Yeah.
Maybe Bucyrus and Galleon and Caledonia, maybe. Yeah.
But you see him equal.
I think it was a good choice.
Oh, okay.
Is that bad?
I'm just, President Harding? Not on the list?
Oh.
Norman Thomas not on the list?
Do they have to be alive?
No, all those... Well, only one of those people's alive.
Oh.
Mary Ellen.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know. If those are our top four, something...
So who got to pick the people?
Now that's the point. They were picked by people who were involved on this committee. Well, go to the ribbon cutting ceremony yesterday and start to look at the people who were in that committee, and you're going to find out why those were the four that were chosen.
Oh, okay.
And again, I have no issue with Charlie. We run Charlie on this station every morning. But I think he would find it laughable that he's in this category.
Yeah.
Of the first and originals in Marion.
How long was Charlie on the radio?
Madge for? Cooper. You think he's up there past Madge? Madge not on the list.
Huh. Did anybody remember Madge?
Does anybody remember Charlie at this point? People aren't exactly beating down our door asking questions.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, yeah. You knew them both. You don't think Madge preceded Charlie?
Madge put Charlie on the radio, right?
So, you know, I just don't understand. I guess this is just another politic thing.
Oh.
Where, I guess it's who you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Just a little weird. And again, it's no slight. Listen, I shouldn't be on that list. I just don't get who's compiling these lists.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm going to ask Mary Ellen tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah. We'll see if she agrees with you. That Treasurer of the United States and Marion Radio host. I'm going to say, Sean told me yesterday on the radio that Treasurer of the United States and Marion Radio host. Well, you just said that.
Well, I just said it was a good pick.
No, I'm asking you, do you see those on the same level?
Well, I think Charlie, like I said, I think he did a lot of good stuff.
I think a lot of people have done a lot of good stuff. I think George Albert did a lot of good stuff. I think that Madge Cooper did a lot of good stuff. I think that Warren Harding did a lot of good stuff. I think Florence Harding did a lot of good stuff.
I'm sure they probably didn't have I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how did they determine to pick?
Again, I believe it's the committee.
Oh, okay. All
right. I'm just saying, if you look at that list, you've got a United States congressman who was mayor of Marion. You've got a treasurer of the United States. You've got a man who played NFL football and who was an Olympic gold medalist. And you got a Marion radio host. Now figure that out.
Well, I think it's because he's done a lot for Marion. He created
I am not
the Tina push.
Oh, okay.
Created what the
again? Buckeye Chuck? Charlie did a lot. I'm not saying he didn't. Okay. That's not the question I'm having here this morning. I'm saying that when you talk about these people, go back a long way. These people, as near as I can tell, did things either on the national or the state level.
Right. So I see what you're saying. Since Charlie didn't make it to state level, he should.
And he's not born in Marion. And your quote is Marion originals.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Oh wait, I had you muted. Go ahead.
Well, that doesn't help any.
I know. In radio, that's always the way. Am I making my point here? I'm not. We run Charlie on this station.
I think you're missing the point. Aren't they going to be releasing four individuals to honor every month for the rest of the year, or at least for 6 months?
I have no idea.
I thought that was the idea. That every month they would release four individuals to be celebrated that month.
I don't know. Doesn't say that.
Oh, well, I thought that was covered at one point. But if that's the case, then you don't want to put your best four all in the first month. You want to kind of spread them out throughout the year.
No, listen.
And so when you have somebody like Mary Ellen, who would certainly be at the top of the list, you know, and Warren G. Harding and so forth, you want to, you know, start with her maybe, and then Warren might be next month or whatever with his, you know, and so you would fill out that list with maybe lesser-known celebrities or maybe, you know, people who aren't on the part of Mary Ellen, you know, in order to fill out the list.
Right, but I'm saying, I guess my two questions here are, and this is not, listen, Charlie is no longer with us, so this, that's not...
Warren G. Harding.
And neither is Warren G. Harding. So I guess my point is here... Is my two the question I asked Deshaun, and I guess the question we're having here, do you see Mary Ellen Withrow and Charlie on the same level of success?
No.
Hey, right.
That doesn't mean neither one of them should be honored.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying honor him. I'm not saying that at all.
Is Mary Ellen on the same level as Warren G. Harding?
What's that?
Is Mary Ellen on the same level as Warren G. Harding?
Yes, I would say yes, because I believe he's marred in scandal. So, yes, I would say yes.
Oh, so that brought him down a notch or two.
Well, I think it does bring it down. It certainly did on the presidential list. Puts him right on the bottom.
Well, I don't think he's there anymore.
Well, yeah, there have been some other people who've slipped in. But no.
Anyway, you know, like I said, you mentioned other names like Norman Thomas and so forth. Maybe he's the February honoree.
Well, no, I guess my thing about this is, now, should Charlie be honored? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if people think I'm not saying that he shouldn't be honored, that's not true. What I'm saying is that if your category is Marion Originals, and those are the four that come under your heading of Marion Originals, that's where I'm having the problem.
He did a lot of original things for Marion, didn't he?
Well,
maybe he wasn't born in Marion, but he adopted Marion and did a lot of original things for Marion.
Yeah, but I think a lot of other people could be said the same of.
Well, maybe they're going to be honored next month under a different category.
Well, I don't know. Is this a write-in campaign? I don't know who chooses these things.
Well, I think if you want to push somebody's agenda and say, I want X, Y, Z in there, I want Nan Britton in there, you know, as an original, then certainly contact the committee and say, put this person in.
Well, let me put it this way. I knew Charlie. I work with Charlie well. I think he would find this funny.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would find him in that category kind of comical.
But do you think if they left him out entirely, he would might be a little miffed?
No, and he shouldn't be lifted out entirely. If they were doing broadcast talents, he certainly should be in there. You could come up with four of those. If they were doing People who raise humanitarians, oh, absolutely. I would put him in there for the Evers Arena and the Peanut Push and all the money that that's raised. If they were doing a month on people who bring who have brought lasting attractions to Marion, like Buckeye Chuck, yes, absolutely, Charlie Evers would be in that category, no question. But Marion Originals... with that, there, those four people, first of them, two of them are political, and one of them is a football star, Olympian. Now, everybody in that but Charlie, and I'm not saying Charlie shouldn't have been known nationally, or at least statewide, but everybody there is. And I assume that's why that doctor was chosen, and nobody knows who that doctor was, and he was a mayor.
Well, isn't that the point of the... highlighting four people so that you get to know them better.
Well, see, isn't that an odd thing? It's did you know? Well, we certainly know Mary Ellen. And did you know Jim Thorpe? Well, most people do. There have been books written on the man.
Matt didn't. I heard the conversation the other day. He didn't know who Jim Thorpe was.
Exactly. Exactly.
And therefore, this helped bring out, you know, that... you know, that knowledge to a new group of people.
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, I'm glad we're having these conversations because I think that's what this is supposed to do, is spark conversations.
Exactly.
So, good. And again, if anybody takes this as a slight on Charlie, they're out of their mind. I'm just saying that I don't... That when I looked at that list, I thought, well, that's the four? I mean, that's a little... And also, I questioned the former mayor and doctor. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but our former mayor and congressman. But you know what? When I learned he was a congressman, I thought, well, I guess he did do a lot.
There you go. Even you learned something out of this list.
Yes, yeah, and I'm glad I did. But the others, I haven't learned anything.
And maybe there's still more to learn.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, the guy founded the Smith Clinic. He was the mayor, founded the Smith Clinic, and was a congressman. Do you put him on the same level as local radio host? Because if we're on that kind of level here, then I need to be getting a lot more recognition.
Maybe you are. Maybe you're set for December on Scott Spears Day.
I think that's just a little strange. You found the Smith Clinic... You're the mayor. You become a congressman. That seems like a lot of stuff to me.
Well, there you go. That makes him worthy.
Okay. I don't know. So
I think this is like the blind man looking at trying to describe the elephant and only feeling one part of it. I think when you get the next part, the February part, and then the March part, I think you begin to see the elephant more in its entirety.
I guess the problem is, look at the committee who chose these names, and you're going to find out why.
Who's on the committee?
I'm not going to say. Look at the group.
How can we look at them?
Well, they're online. If you search Marion 250 Committee Ribbon Cutting, you're going to see the group.
So it's public knowledge.
Yep. Look,
and you won't say who they are.
No, because I don't want... I don't know that's how these people got on the list, but I'm thinking when you look at that list, you're going to draw a pretty good conclusion of why this is the list.
Alright.
So, there you go.
Well, if I ever get around to it, I'll look at that list.
Look at that list and see if anybody sticks out at you.
Alright. Hey, one last question.
Yes,
go. You don't have to answer on the air. I think I know who... is going to be portraying the groundhog.
Oh, do you? Who? Well, go ahead and guess. It's coming up.
Well, because I don't want you to give it away if it's...
Oh, I wouldn't tell you if you were right or wrong.
Well, then what's the point?
Well, because I want to see what I know if you're right or wrong, but I'm not going to confirm or deny it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you could confirm it off the, if I sent you an email or something and asked, would you give me the correct answer? Keeping in mind that I've always kept these things quiet because, it's...
Maybe off the air I would send it to you because... Are you making a plaque? If you're making a plaque for them, then yes, I would have to tell you.
Well, yeah. Well, I could make a plaque for them.
Okay, go. What's the guess?
My guess would be Larry Barnett.
Not a bad guess. I'm not going to confirm or deny it.
There you go.
No, but I'll
on the list for February.
If you send me an email, I would confirm or deny it.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye. Well, there's another one, by the way, Larry Barnett.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Why wouldn't he be on the list?
Yeah, he could be.
So, do you put a Major League umpire on the same list as these people?
I knew you was coming.
No, I'm just... I am not... If anybody out there is silly enough to think that I'm being negative toward Charlie Evers, I worked with Charlie Evers for 15 years. I spoke at the man's funeral, for God's sake. I do not have any negative feelings toward Charlie Evers. I just think there's some goofiness here. Go ahead, caller.
Well... Good morning, and which should I and Jeff speak of first? Sean, that would be your cousin, or you first?
Either one.
Oh, okay, then I'm in the right bracket that way. Well, you know those four people you was talking about, they're all related to Harding High School.
Really? How's that?
Well, you start off, name the first one.
Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen went to Harding High School.
Absolutely.
Name the next one.
I've already forgotten the list. The former mayor.
Well, let's get no more specific.
Yeah, what was his name? Do you know his name? Is he somebody who comes up in your mind?
Smith Clinic.
Smith Clinic guy, yeah.
Yeah, isn't a guy. He's a doctor, and he had a brother or some of the pictures in the Smith Clinic when you walk in there. And his, I believe if that was the father, I believe that the daughter graduated in the class I graduated in. I'm pretty sure of that. And I could be wrong. And the 84, well, I'll take a bump in the head. Now go to the next one.
Jim Thorpe.
He is shirt tail relation for sure with Dick Obenauer. Dick Obenauer and his father was a sheriff in Marion, and Dick Obenauer graduated with me in Marion at Harding High School. So go to the next one.
Charlie.
How's that?
Charlie.
You got weak right there.
Charlie. Charlie Evers.
Yeah. That, I know who you're talking about, but I didn't hear that. I thought you were talking to Sean. Excuse me. His wife, I talk to her quite frequently. She's still here and listening. Hey, Jeannie, have a good day. And so... there's four and four, and they all went to Harding High School. Isn't that something? And could you tell me, in the age category, now I'm not asking for names. I don't have to be nosy about that. It's not necessary. But what is the age group, per se, that you can say that's on that committee that picked those four names? How old are they?
You know, it's actually pretty diverse. It's, I would say, probably from... 30 to 75.
Goes up to 75, huh?
Well, there may be some 80-year. I don't know their exact ages, but I can see younger people and I can see older people in that picture.
So the conflict is what are we talking about?
Well, and again, I just want listen. I love Charlie, and if Jeannie's out there,
well,
she knows
all about that. We know Charlie.
Well, but I think
I know
people
Charlie,
are right,
talking
but,
right here. Know Charlie. But what's the deal?
Oh, all I'm saying is if your press release says that the first four people you're honoring in what's going to be many weeks of honoring people
but
are Marion.
Let's get to that precise on that. Is that 250 years?
Yes. Yes.
250 years ago, correct?
Yes.
Well, you stand at the Harding Memorial and you look. First of all, you look at that Harding Memorial, that's the President of the United States of America, correct?
Right, right.
Not counting all the other things he was associated with. And then you'll start looking either direction and the graveyards and the doughboy and the stuff there. I do believe that there are people that there is 250 years old, don't you?
Oh, I'm sure, sure.
Okay, we know nothing about that graveyard, those people in there. Some people know, and their ancestries go clear back, probably, and can follow that in genealogy. But there's the big deal. How are we going to single them out? The ones that's alive today, the ones that's not alive today. And Mary Ellen Withrow, I bet you, well, I'm not a betting guy because I'm a poor guy. I haven't got any money. But anyhow, if I was betting, how many people could, right now, you look at yourself, look at Sean, and say, who was another treasure of the United States, and give their name as fluently as you give Mary Ellen Withrow?
None.
Okay. Now, there's one name. She is from around here. She went to school here, and she made a choice, and she pursued the choice, and she conquered the choice. So, that's good. Now, the others, we start balancing. Harding wasn't even on the list, was he?
I know, and I got a problem with that.
Yeah. So, there's two, the United States of America, and hers is on the currency of the United States of America. Now, how many more else can we talk right off the lift in Marion or anywhere close to Marion that is the same category as she?
None. No, just, yeah.
I'd say pretty close to that, Scott. But anyhow, I'm going to let it go at that. But they're all related with Marion, and there's Dick Obenauer. He's still alive. And the Smith Clinic, she's still alive within our class. And Charlie Evers, his wife's still alive, and she was in our class. So I'm pretty proud of the class of 59 that those people are still there, and the ancestry goes on. And when people speak of different people's names, there's a lot of ancestry that's still there and alive, you know, that dignitaries and doctors and all of that stuff. But the little people, the little people you never heard about, we call them little people, not in size or anything. But there's people laying in that graveyard. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't even be around. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's just my little chant on that. And, you know, going about the handicap, well, I don't say much about it, but my wife's had multiple sclerosis for over 40 years, and we've been married 63. So I've been around. I know a lot of people, their spouses and kids and stuff, broke an ankle or arm and stuff, and they can't do this or that. But when they can't do it for 40 years, and when it comes to parking, going in restaurants and handicapped facilities, going to the restrooms and stuff, buddy, I've ate dirt a lot, and I can't believe that when they say handicap accessible, I'd like to see those people lined up on the stage and say, how did we vote on this handicap accessible stuff?
Yeah,
so I'm going to get off of here and let you know one thing. Our grandson, he was a track star, and he went down to the Jesse Owens Stadium, and he won in the 400-meter. He was state champ. Well, when we was down there, my wife's in a wheelchair, and I'm trying to find a place, and a young man come up to me, and he said, I see you got a wheelchair. Can I help you? And I said, yes, I'd like a position for my wife is in a wheelchair. She can't get up out of the wheelchair unless I lift her. And I said, our grandson's running in this track meet and is pretty good seed in the 400-meter winning it. And he said, well, he said, and I said, if I sit down here, there isn't hardly a seat here in the handicap area that I can get a wheelchair there for my wife to see the entire track like I can if I'm sitting down. And he said, well, I'll tell you, what he'd see running in. I said, well, I told him, he said, well, I'll be right here when that heat comes around prior to the gun going off and sending him around that oval. He said, I'll see personally. Your wife is going to have visibility of it all the time. I thought that was great. And so,
tremendous.
In his ways, but he told me, he said, if you have handicap signs up and stuff, true to the fact, that means for handicap. But if there's 40 seats there that says handicap accessible, I believe if you check and somebody would say or try to arrest you for being in handicap, They said as long as that is not occupied by an individual that is not handicapped, that isn't no sign that they can't sit there. But if somebody that is a handicap and is accessible to, sitting there, you'd have to get up and move if that was the only seat that was not, would make a vacant seat for them. So I know that handicap thing goes a long ways. And you know what? You got to pay for that sign. And I had people that rode in my vehicle before and going to a show or something like that. They said, hey, Ted, right up there is a handicap thing that we can park right there. I said, no, that ain't the way it works. I said, that's for my wife. And I said, if just my wife and I is involved, I said, I'll park there. But if I'm to have a people and we're just going to go see the movie, I'll just park because I can wheeler them. That's the way I always felt about that. And I've lived that for over 40 years. And I appreciate those signs. And that's why I abide by them by my own, because I respect that somebody made that law and tried to make it easier for people that cannot and will not probably ever walk the rest of their life. So there's my part on it. So those two things. So I don't know if I helped you out anything or not.
No, I agree. I think it was great. I appreciate it.
I made up some airtime, didn't I? Hey, Sean, stick in there with him. Is he going to buy lunch for you?
Oh, he sure is, certainly.
I love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. We always appreciate the caller, 740-383-9944. And listen, I'm just starting conversation to have a radio show here. Now, I'm not saying I don't have an opinion on these things, but I just think they're fun things to talk about. And if the country is turning 250 years, I don't know why it's wrong to have this conversation. I'm not trying. Listen, I don't know this doctor. Maybe his family will come and be angry at me. I don't know. Do you know the doctor, Sean?
I don't know.
Well, apparently they'll come beat your door down too, because they don't like what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's free world to have an opinion.
Right.
And I just, there seems something a little off about that list. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's just my opinion. And if you think I'm wrong, that's fine. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, sometimes I think doctors give out too many handicap, cards to that the people. I mean, just because you're old don't mean you need a handicap sticker.
Well, here's what I mean. At the hospital, which is where this came from this morning, I would never park in a handicap spot, and they can have 50 handicap spots if they want. What I don't understand at Marion General is why they have so many clergy spots. Nobody's ever parked in them. And I don't know that clergy has a hard time walking from the doors. And I don't understand why I got this note on my car yesterday, because I was not parked in a cardiopulmonary rehab spot. So I'm not even sure why they put this note on my car.
Well, you know what gets me is parking's critical there at the hospital. That fountain area, thing they got in the middle there, that would come in more use for handicapped people. A real person that can't walk very far, getting that much closer is a godsend.
Right. And how many people in Marion have electric cars?
Oh, hardly any.
Well, God knows they've got a few electric car hookups. You can't park in those spots.
I've been in the hospital several times, and I think I've seen a car in there once.
And by the way, why do the electric car spots have to be so close to the door?
That's a good question, too.
Yeah. You want to know why? You know who's driving those electric cars? The doctors.
Doctors.
Right. So, you know what? If you're so worried about the handicap and the cardiopulmonary and the clergy, well, doctors, park in the back of the parking lot if you have an electric car so people can get closer. I mean, it's just the parking lot is a mess over there.
And over there at the Smith Clinic, it's rough for handicapped people because especially there on that one area, there's a nice hill you got to go up. And then on down, they got some parking places, and those are premium. but they got just veterans only. Now, I love all our veterans, and I appreciate their service. But if a veteran needs to park in that handicapped parking place, he would have a handicap.
He would have a handicap sticker. You're right.
And it's, I think a real veteran has been around his buddies being injured and stuff and, you know, seeing how they don't get along, would rather park in a space because they don't need it.
You could be right. And how, you got any thoughts on this list of people, the first four Marion honorees?
Who was that girl that won Miss Ohio and Miss USA?
Marilyn Meskey. Well, there's another one, Miss Ohio, Miss America. We had a Miss America from here.
And George Casotas, was he born here?
Well, and again, I don't think George he was.
Uh-oh.
No.
He sang that song.
He did, but no, yeah. Well, he wasn't born in, I think he was born in Caledonia. But.
Well, that's Marion County.
Right, well, but again, I love George Casotas. George Casotas should not be on this list. I mean, Miss America is not on this list, for God's sake.
I'm talking if, like Bob said, that they're going to pick four every month or something like that.
Right.
I could see them popping up on that list. But if you're just talking about, you know, the four, you know, I know where you're going there.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to. Listen, everybody on that list, let me say this. All four of them should be on a list. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is there are people on that list who weren't even born in Marion. And number two, we had a Miss America from here who didn't make this list. And you're talking about Marion originals? We had a president. We had a first lady. I don't understand. Where are they? Week 17, 18, 19? I don't get it.
It just don't make sense. But maybe it's four every month. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? By the way, Madge Cooper's not on the list. I loved Madge.
I don't think
she should be in the top four. I mean, we had a Miss America. You've got an NFL football Olympian. You've got a treasurer of the United States. You've got the guy who started Smith Clinic, who also was a mayor, who also was a doctor, who also was a congressman. You know, I think Miss America or the president of the United States or the first lady probably would have rounded that list out better. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
There we go. Thank you.
Yep.
Sean, any different thoughts on that as time goes along?
No, I get what you're saying, too. I get what you're saying. But
they can do what they want.
Yeah, you can't change
it. You can't change it, and I'm not demeaning anybody because I like all these people. Well, I didn't know Jim Thorpe. Maybe he was unlikable.
I don't know either.
But I just don't understand why people choose how they choose. Now, if you want to do a journalism month, oh, absolutely, Charlie Evers should be there. Absolutely. Madge Cooper should be there. Absolutely. Brenda Donegan should be there. Absolutely. You know,
yourself.
Huh?
Yourself.
Well, no, I don't know about that, but, you know, maybe I should have been in the first four. I got to get somebody on that committee. But I'm just saying, my problem is not, listen, Charlie's not here. It's not like he asked to be on the list.
Yeah.
My problem is when committees, my point is, when committees make decisions, I bet you if I polled that committee, guarantee you, they don't know Charlie's born in Bucyrus. How much you want to bet?
Probably. You're probably right on that.
I bet you if I said to that committee, hey, where was Charlie Evers born? I bet you none of them say Bucyrus.
Probably say Marion.
They'd say Marion. So that tells you how much they do their homework.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Am I making myself understood here?
Yeah, you are.
That's all.
Yeah.
And by the way, if they do Bucyrus's most famous people, Charlie could be right at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all. I think we've been through it this morning.
Yeah.
Well, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you got to remember yourself. Like Sean said, Mayor Schertzer, he give you the honorary proclamation of the radio announcer of, was that the year or the week or the month or something there?
A day.
A day. And Charlie got that honorary thing there. Did Mary Ellen get one yet?
Mary Ellen and Madge are the only other people I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, you have a good one again.
Hey,
so
thank you.
You take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And I guess that's our story this morning that we're sticking to here on WGH Radio. But, no, and God bless them. Do whatever they want. All I'm saying is, if you're going to be on a committee like that and choosing people, just know what you're doing. And I bet you they don't know Marilyn Meskey. Because don't you think Miss America should be on the list?
Probably so. Yeah, it's hard to get to be a Miss America.
And I guess my final point on this is, it's the first list. So that's, if this was like week or month number 7, well then I don't care who you choose in month number 7, whatever. But your first 4 people, I'm guessing you're considering your most important. And the fact that Miss America is not on that list, and the fact that the President of the United States is not on that list, and the fact that the First Lady of the United States is not on that list, seems a little problematic.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. And by the way, they all were from Marion.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. All right. Scott Spears for Sean Kraft heading for the dugout.
Drinking her hand. Did as much as she could to undo what my grandmother did. My grandmother didn't get